This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. South Africa's leader went to Johannesburg's Soweto township on Sunday to view badly damaged shopping centers where people were trampled to death in rioting sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 212 people have died in South Africa's unrest, many of them trampled to death when shops were looted. More than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism. President Cyril Ramaphosa toured the Indofaya Mall in the Meadowlands part of Soweto, where at least 10 people died during the looting. The unrest erupted earlier this month when Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. He had defied a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry investigating allegations of corruption while he was president from 2009 to 2018. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers, and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria bordering Austria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. Sunday's deaths brought Germany's death toll to 157. It's its worst natural disaster in almost six decades. The current European toll is 188. About 110 people have been killed in the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne. The European floods began on Wednesday and have hit Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Austria. In Belgium, which will hold a national day of mourning on Tuesday, water levels were falling on Sunday, and the cleanup operation was underway. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our